Hello, and welcome to Lost and Found in 2020. I'm Ariana Starkman. I'm an actor and a lead ambassador with Scare Your Soul, a global courage movement. Scare Your Soul inspires small acts of courage that lead to big changes in our lives, our communities, and the world. In the last months of 2020, Scare Your Soul challenged people everywhere to speak their truth, telling their real stories of what they lost and found during the COVID-19 pandemic. We called the challenge Lost and Found in 2020, and we were amazed by the stories we received. Just for you, we've selected 10 of these stories from around the world. They are read by 10 accomplished Broadway actors whose lives have also been deeply impacted by the pandemic. The result, as you will hear, is amazing. We all lost so much during the pandemic, and yet we found so much. Today's episode is written by Michelle Thomas and is read by Mackenzie Kurtz.
Pandemic and Plants by Michelle Thomas. The plant doesn't want to die, an older neighbor shared with me. He had previously owned a greenhouse for 30 years, and at the time I was starting my first porch garden at the apartment that I lived in for 6 years, and still do. The apartment was in the bottom of a duplex in Lakewood. It was complete with original hardwood floors, crown molding, and beautiful woodwork. And I shared it for the last 5 years with the man that I loved. You can imagine that the bottom of a duplex doesn't have the yard space for a large garden, one that I imagine having one day in my own space. Where there is a will, there is a way, however, and we created a porch garden, a small collection of peppers, tomatoes, kale, and herbs. Together, we built a cage to house the plants on the ledge of the porch so the chipmunks and squirrels wouldn't get a free meal from the small yet mighty garden. You see, it was in the middle of the first shutdowns during the pandemic. 2020 wasn't turning out exactly as I had hoped. I had lost my biological father in late February, a man I had a lifelong tumultuous relationship with. I had lost my job. I am a full-time yoga teacher, and you can't quite make a living bringing people together when you're being asked to stay apart. But I hadn't lost my desire to create. So we started this porch garden so I could create and I could learn. In hindsight, the garden was also a distraction from the inevitable. After a 6.5-year relationship, it was time for me and my then boyfriend to break up. And it was a long process as we went through a painful, gut-wrenching time and were trying to figure out what went wrong and how we were going to end this with respect for one another. In the end, I was left in a home that felt blown apart. There were holes where his stuff had once been. I hadn't learned up until this point how to build a home, not the kind of home I have now, which is my sanctuary and a place of great joy and rest and creativity. Then I didn't know how to put together a home, so when he left, it felt like a bomb had gone off. There was an empty mantle and spaces where his workbench and books had been. It felt empty. Specifically in the kitchen, as I wasn't the casserole-making type of girlfriend, and most of what we had was his. It was missing a lot of things, my kitchen was in particular. So I focused on my garden and learning about root systems, repotting, sunlight, and what plants helped each other thrive. And then one day, when repotting 6 different plants that I had mistakenly put into one pot, Roger, my older neighbor, said to me, "The plant doesn't want to die." And I stepped back. Instantly inspired by the resilience of these 6 small plants, 2 tomato, 2 pepper, 2 kale, as we took them out of their homes and out of their comfort, we cut the roots apart and worked to help them stand on their own in new pots. We are like those plants. During this pandemic, I felt my roots cut and pulled apart. I was transplanted to what felt like such a different life with empty spaces in the apartment where his things had once been. I felt like a failure and a fool for letting something that was once so beautiful untangle and fall apart. Then, like the plant, I adapted. I stayed in the apartment that we once shared, and I began to make it my own. I had friends graciously replace the items that I needed to cook, I had family who offered me their homes when I felt alone and help with painting and redecorating. I was gifted plants to fill the void of where his things intertwined with my own. And after all these months, like the plants, I was doing okay on my own. So if it feels like your roots are being cut, remember that the plant does not want to die. That is an opportunity to stand on your own and to flourish. Whatever the outcome of your 2020, you've come out on the other side and you are learning to grow in new directions.
Thank you so much for listening. Today's podcast is a co-production of Scare Your Soul and Evergreen Podcasts. Find out more at evergreenpodcasts.com. This is Scott Simon, founder of Scare Your Soul and the Lost and Found in 2020 Project. To receive free courage challenges every Sunday, visit scareyoursoul.com. The challenges are always free and a great way to push your comfort zone, bringing connection and growth into your life. This project is in support of the Actors Guild. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider making a contribution to support performers and behind-the-scenes workers who have struggled during the COVID pandemic. You can find a link to donate in the show notes or visit actorsfund.org. Our passion is inspiring small acts of courage, so remember, do one thing today that scares you. You never know what amazing thing may show up on the other side.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Burn the Boats from Evergreen Podcasts. I interview political leaders and influencers, folks like award-winning journalist Soledad O'Brien and conservative columnist Bill Kristol, about the choices they confront when failure is not an option. I won't agree with everyone I talk to, but I respect anyone who believes in something enough to risk everything for it. Because history belongs to those willing to burn the boats. Episodes are out every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.